Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O Spirit, all-embracing, and Counselor, all-wise, unbounded splendor gracing, a shoreless sea of skies. Unfailing is your treasure, unfading your reward, surpassing worldly pleasure, the riches you afford. Come, stream of endless flowing, and rescue us from death. Come, wind of springtime blowing, and warm us by your breath. O beauty ever blazing in flower field and face, you show yourself amazing in unexpected place. We see you and remember what once our dreams had been. You fan the glowing ember and kindle hope within. Come, fire of glory gracious, bless all who trust in you. Undying flame tenacious, burn in your church anew. Compassion's power holy, your insight here impart, and give your servants lowly an understanding heart, to know your care more clearly when faith and love are tried, to seek you sincerely when false ideals have died. For vision we implore you, for wisdom's pure delight. In prayer we come before you to wait upon your light. Abundance flows in your steps, in fields and meadows it flows. To you our praise is due, O God in Zion, to you do we commit our lives, for you are the one who hears our prayer. To you does all humankind come with our burden of selfishness and sin. When our transgressions weigh us down, you are the one who sets us free. Blessed are those you invite and welcome to your dwelling. You fill us with the bounty of your house and the holiness of your temple. You keep your promise with wonders, O Adonai, our Savior. You are the hope of all on earth, even the most distant islands. Clothed in power and strength, you uphold and steady the mountains. You still the roaring of the seas, restless waves and raging nations. You fill them from east to west with your joy. You tend and water the land, and it yields a great harvest. You fill your springs, ready the seeds, and prepare the grain. You soak the furrows and level the ridges. With softening rain you bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. All you touch comes alive. Abundance flows in your steps. In fields and meadows it flows. The hills are dressed with joy, the pastures covered with flocks. The valleys wrap themselves in grain, they shout for joy and break into song. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Abundance flows in your steps, in fields and meadows it flows. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Let love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Thanks be to God. Let your love be sincere, hate what is evil, hold on to what is good, love one another with mutual affection. Let your love be sincere, hate what is evil, hold on to what is good, love one another with mutual affection. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer, love one another with mutual affection. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Let your love be sincere, hate what is evil, hold on to what is good, love one another with mutual affection. If the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would still be here today. But I tell you, it will be better for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit. Pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly. Fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. If the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would still be here today. But I tell you, it will be better for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you.
For all who hunger, whose lives are endangered by lack of fresh fruit and vegetables, whose families and livestock are perishing from lack of vegetation. For all whose poverty forced them to survive on grains and vegetables, and for those who willingly adopt this simple diet so others may simply live. For all who work closely with soil, farmers, scientists, and gardeners, who recognize its fragile beauty and strive to restore its natural balance. For those who farm and garden the earth using permaculture and other sustainable methods that harmonize with the life of entire ecosystems. For those who hoard the produce of the land, who build larger barns and funnel grains and greens that could feed the whole world into the unsustainable production of pork, beef, and poultry to satisfy the cravings of the elite. For those who hunger for meaning, cut off from the life-giving and sustaining love of God, manifest in the cycle of life in all its paradox and diversity.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before Mother Earth, whom you invited to join you in the ongoing work of creation. And now each peak, valley, field, and pond pours forth its poetry of gratitude and praise. As we celebrate the appearance of dry land and the birth of plants and vegetation on this third day of the week, give us the wisdom and will to care for and conserve the earth and the many life forms to which she has given birth. May we join the trees in clapping our hands and join all your saints in singing your praise, for yours is the love, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us,
And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.